Cher, Los Angeles can't take care of its own, how can it take care of more immigrants? By John Binder on April 14, 2019. Pop icon Cher said Sunday that Los Angeles, California, can't take care of its own residents, much less newly arrived illegal and legal immigrants. Cher said she failed to understand how the city of Los Angeles and the sanctuary state of California could afford to admit and take care of any more immigrants when city officials have failed to care for homeless, veterans, and poverty-stricken Americans. I understand helping struggling immigrants. But my city, Los Angeles, isn't taking care of its own. What about the 50,000 plus citizens who live on the streets? People who live below poverty line, and hungry? If my state can't take care of its own many are vets, how can it take care of more? Cher said. The post came after President Trump threatened to bus border crossers and illegal aliens into sanctuary cities and states, like California, if the country's asylum laws were not changed. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders confirmed that the White House is considering the plan. In response, Democrat mayors across the country, like New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio in Oakland, California Mayor Libby Schaaf, have welcomed bringing illegal aliens and border crossers to their cities. While left-wing mayors say they will continue to admit any and all illegal and legal immigrants, Los Angeles is home to the second-largest homeless population in the country, second to only New York City. About 50,000 residents of Los Angeles are homeless and about 7.5% of California's American veteran population is homeless. As the city remains crippled by homelessness and skyrocketing housing costs, Los Angeles metro area is also home to the second largest illegal alien population, with nearly a million illegal aliens living in the region, according to Pew Research Center. Last year, economists at Deakin University found that immigration, both illegal and legal, drives up housing prices on average. With the researchers writing, we find no evidence that house prices sink as a result of immigration. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.